Do you know what to do if there's an earthquake?
This is an earthquake drill. Right now, drop cover and hold on.
Earthquakes are a part of life on the central and south coasts. While earthquake prediction isn't possible, we could be a year away from having an early warning system, which could provide several precious seconds to prepare for a major incoming quake.
Early warning is taking the fact that earthquakes are not instantaneous. You have to have a rupture move down the fault, and then the waves have to travel from the fault out to your house. Make use of that time when the waves are traveling at the speed of sound to send the information that the earthquake's begun at the speed of light, and therefore get it to you before the seismic waves get there.
Dr. Lucy Jones is perhaps one of the world's best-known seismologists. When there's a major quake, she's the one you hear on NPR or see on TV at Caltech with the information on what occurred. Jones says there's a lot of excitement about the early warning technology, which has already proven its usefulness during major quakes in Japan.
We have a prototype system. So the U.S. Geological Survey is operating a system. We're gradually bringing on test users that can use it to take various actions, and we are developing the education and training program so we can support the population as it goes out.
Jones says those seconds could be vital in giving people a chance to get to safety, as well as providing the opportunity to secure infrastructure ranging from oil pipelines to trains.
We talk about messages to people and messages to things. Imagine that when you have a gas pipeline crossing an active fault that's going to be split apart when the earthquake happens, you now send a message and there are shutoff valves and there's no longer gas flowing through the pipeline. We could prevent huge amounts of the losses that are caused from the fires that will follow the earthquake. So there's the potential for actually stopping a lot of losses. Imagine that the surgeon who's got a knife in your chest working on surgery has a warning before his hands start shaking to pull the knife out of your chest.
The seismologist says the central and south coast would be a part of the initial U.S. Geological Survey early warning project zone.
One of the things about early warning, since we're worried about like the big San Andreas, you actually need your sensors over the whole region to provide the information to one piece. So you couldn't just put sensors in L.A. and do it for L.A. and not for the rest of the region. So the Southern California seismic network extends from the Mexican border up to about San Luis Obispo, and that whole area is well enough instrumented and is probably going to be the first part to go online. We're going to have to see what money comes in and what comes in where and when.
While there are still some financial and technological hurdles, most of the funding is already available for the early warning system.
The federal government has been gradually increasing funding for it. So the last budget for the U.S. Geological Survey included about half the money, about $8 million a year, that the USGS says that we need to be able to operate a system for California, Oregon, and Washington. So it's not all the way, but half is a big start.
The other issue is with the nuts and bolts of the system.
One of the big pieces that still need to be done is how do we distribute this information once we have it? We all think we have instantaneous communication. In fact, there's often a second delay here, 10 seconds there, and next thing you know, you've lost all of your warning time. So those are technical challenges that need to be addressed. And as I think we start saying, yes, we have a signal to give out, I expect those will get solved pretty quickly.
Jones says training the public on how to use the system is critical. If you knew we were going to be hit by a major quake 10 seconds from now, would you know how to maximize that time to protect yourself? Jones is retiring from the USGS this month after more than three decades with the agency to focus on this issue. She'll still be at Caltech, keeping us updated on earthquakes, but she wants to move away from scientific research to focus on taking what we've learned and implementing it in ways to make us safer. In Pasadena, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.